why reggae? Why is this the best genre to convey your message?
Reggae, oh man, hey, reggae for me is everything. Not even just like growing up into it, but the sense of just what the music is about and what kind of vibe it actually puts out into the world that people can relate to. And it's like anyone from a baby or someone old enough can really take into it and understand it, and it's in a positive light.
Prince Royal has been the lead singer for the reggae band Souls of Zion for about 2 years, but music has been a part of his life since his early childhood.
My dad was in the music industry in Jamaica at the time when I was growing up. My dad, when I was like really young, I believe I was like 7 or 8, my dad wrote me like my first song, and then he had me sing it, and then one day he kind of forced me to sing on the stage.
Royal did not begin to take music seriously until later on in school, when he would sing in the school choir and write poems that eventually became sources of inspiration for recording music. Souls of Zion began as an idea of individuals coming together to express thoughts and ideas through song. The band, comprised of a lead singer, 1 to 2 guitarists, 2 drummers, and occasional backup singers, is now the sound behind the album Mental Revolution, with a message for all who listen.
Souls of Zion, to me, is souls of wherever your happy place is, or your dream place, or your promised land is, or heaven, how you would describe that.
To me, everyone is a soul of Zion, and we all have a promised place, or a place that we would consider to be better or ideal in our minds. And whatever version that is, it exists in some fashion, or at least some way, and is a...
Connor Merchant is a drummer for the band.
It's manifested into a place, but it's really an ideal kingdom.
Though Merchant had been friends with Royal long before Souls of Zion, Merchant first played with him at a festival show. Merchant had been playing for about an hour when Royal joined him. Soon enough, a DJ joined, a crowd of festival goers, and Fox 61 news cameras surrounded them to listen to the music.
I just bought the drum the day before, went to the place, sat in a chair, and started drumming. The difference between great ideas and greatness is action. And that day, like, we took the action, and it just manifested since then.
Merchant is a student at the University of Connecticut. He lives off campus with no car, which is an inconvenience when it comes to transporting his heavy drums for performances and practices. Regardless, Merchant says he is willing to make the trek, for he enjoys playing with the band. Royal worked on the album's chord progressions, lyrics, and rhythms for upwards of 4 months. Each member of the band immersed themselves in the world of reggae to familiarize themselves with the genre's community impact through media, such as the documentary by Jerry Stein named Word, Sound, and Power. Reggae originates from the island of Jamaica and is historically known for being a musical voice for the poor and oppressed. By the 1970s, the genre became internationally popular in Britain, the United States, and Africa. The band recorded the album's music on a reel-to-reel tape recorder at the Blind Moose Studio in Bloomfield, Connecticut. The album, though performed by Souls of Zion, is credited to Royal due to his record deal with V-Pal Music. Royal says the album's message involves awareness of the world we are living in.
With a lot of stuff happening online and people not going outside into the physical world, and a lot of things is happening. A lot of politics and arguments and fights and bullies, they're all happening on a social media sense. You know, it's kind of like getting everyone into a mental mindset that these things are going on in the world, regardless if you're out there to see it, like it's happening.
Merchant says the content of their lyrics and the heartbeat rhythm sends out a positive energy that is needed in the world.
I think people have to wake up, and this is where the mental revolution part comes in, and realize that they are agents in the world. No matter who you are, you have to be engaged.
The overall goal of the band, according to Merchant, is not just to spread positivity with music, but to spread their message to listeners. The message being to realize the world we are living in, how we are part of it, and what we can do about the problems that are going on in the world and in the community.
You don't have to go a million miles to fix somebody else's problem that you don't know anything about. There are people in your town that are probably hungry tonight, so it's realize that when you're walking past a homeless man. Or, you know, just say that you're going to wake up and have a good day to try to do the best that you can. If that's hard for some people, that's a struggle they got to live. So that's their war that they're fighting, that to come to that realization.
for the members of Souls of Zion, it's important to present their content without obscenity, vulgarity, or malice intent, because to them, the youth deserve respectable content to live by.
Kids are exposed to certain things at an early age. I have younger sisters, and, you know, there's certain things that's exposed on even TV that I hear that's, like, kind of too much to even be on TV. My music, I want everyone to be able to listen to it and understand it and like it. You know, I look around and I see everyone in the group, the sound of the music, the kind of vibe the people are on, and like it's just such like a great feeling. It's like an exchange of energy from everyone listening to us and vice versa.
Royal has performed in Connecticut, New York City, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, and Jamaica. According to a recent UConn graduate and bass player for the band, Stu Henderson, performing with the band has been a musical learning experience.
Above all, it's about the feel. It's not about squeezing as many notes as you can, and it's not about really anything besides the feel. It's, you know, the feeling is just as important, if not more important, than the actual notes you're playing.
For Merchant, his role as drummer is a fundamental part of the music the band performs. According to him, the percussion is essential to the rhythm, beat, and dynamic of the music.
Playing, I can look up and keep a nice rhythm, and I'll be watching our other bandmates, literally what notes they're playing, just like waiting for cues and go, and look back into the crowd and literally see people in ultimate form, like ultimate form dancing, no care. Like the type of dancing where you are flailing your arms and flying, eyes closed. Probably dancing with a partner. Like I've seen people just like come, somebody like, you want to dance? Yes. And they like have just an amazing time, and that for me just like such satisfaction. Like I get satisfaction while playing.
Royal says the future of Souls of Zion involves making quality content and to touch as many people as possible with their lyrics.
Music brings people together. That's like the biggest lesson of being on stage. The energy I'm putting out is what people will receive and what they will give back.
For WHUS News, I'm Daniela Donstock.